Let's just unite our hearts together, please, in a word of opening prayer. Our eternal God and our Father, we come into thy holy presence this evening, thankful again for the opportunity this hour is to come before thee. And O God, we pray that you bless this meeting tonight. We ask, O God, that you'll come, be one of our number. By thy Holy Spirit, take control, O God, we pray. Help us, Lord, as we sing thy praise. And Lord, we pray that everything in this place tonight will be to the glory and to the honor of thy great name. Answer prayer for us. Continue with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Our opening hymn is the hymn number 311. The words will be on the screen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. 311, we'll stand together as we sing this opening hymn, please. Sing better than that. In Sandown, we sing well, and I think we can sing better than that. A great hymn of testimony, and that's really do our best. Verse number 2, perfect submission, perfect delight. Come before the Lord again, please. Word of prayer. Let's ask for his help and for his presence with us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for each one in this meeting who's saved, and we can say from the depths of our hearts, this is my story, and this is my song. Oh God, we thank thee tonight that you have put that new song within our mouths, even praise unto our God. We thank you, Lord, tonight that you have lifted us out of the dirt and the mire of sin. We praise thee, O God, tonight that we're in Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank thee this evening for all that we have because of the one who loved us and the one who in the cross of Calvary died that we might live. We thank thee, O God, tonight for the one who shed his precious blood, the one, Lord, who died that we might have eternal life. O God, we thank Thee tonight for the assurance of sins forgiven. We thank Thee, O God, tonight for peace with God. Pardon, Lord, from our sin. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this evening that we have blessings far more than we could ever count or number. And O God, we pray that tonight You'll help us to rejoice in all that we have in Christ. Help us, Lord, to see Thee tonight. Lift our hearts heavenward, we pray. O God, we pray that tonight, through everything that would be said or done in this place, that Thy name alone will be glorified. Thou art worthy of all of the praise. Our Father, we pray that tonight You'll bless, Lord, all who have gathered in the house of God this evening. We thank Thee, Lord, for Your goodness and Your mercy to us another day. We thank Thee for health and for strength. We thank Thee, Lord, for traveling mercies to the house of God tonight. And, O God, we pray that tonight as we come to this gospel service, Lord, truly make it a hallowed hour to our souls. We ask, O God, that tonight You'll be pleased to come by Thy Holy Spirit. Lord, speak into this place tonight. Heavenly Father, we cry unto Thee tonight that You'll be pleased to speak. Lord, that voices would be heard, but Lord, we pray most of all that Thy voice would be heard. O God, we pray that tonight You'll stand amongst us in all of Thy great power. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll remember those who've come to take part. We ask, O God, that You'll encourage them, bless them, we pray tonight. We ask, O God, for Catherine and for Ruth as they minister to us in song. We thank Thee for them. And Lord, we pray that tonight You'll bless them. And Lord, may they know great help even as they would sing the glorious gospel of Christ tonight. We pray, Lord, for Sister Gillian as she'd come. And Lord, tell of what the Lord has done in her life. Lord, encourage her, bless her, we pray. Lord, may she know great help this evening as she would make much of her Savior. O God, we pray tonight, come, O Lord, we pray. Speak with that voice that wakes the dead. And O God, we pray especially tonight for those out of Christ. Lord, for those who are far from Thee. Lord, tonight for those who have no interest after the things of God. O God, we pray that tonight You'll speak into their hearts. Minister to them, we pray tonight. O God, we pray tonight for the prodigals. Bring them back to Thyself. O God, we pray that You'll bring them to an end of themselves. Bring them to Thyself, O God, we pray tonight. Lord, work in hearts, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, for those who are cold and careless. Lord, for those who have wandered away. O God, we pray for Thy restoring power. Bless us, we pray. Do our hearts good tonight, we ask, as we have met in the house of God. We pray, Lord, that we might leave this place rejoicing in all that Christ has done for us. Lord, we have so much to thank Thee for. We have so much to praise Thee for. And so, our Father, we pray, take to Thyself all the glory. And Lord, may Thy name and Thy name alone be honored and glorified. Bless the going forth of the gospel across our land and across our nation. And yea, Lord, across our world tonight. Remember, Lord, those who are serving Thee in far-off lands. Remember, Lord, the missionaries of the cross tonight. Encourage them and be with them. Pray, Lord, for our brother David there in Uganda at this time. Bless him, we pray. And may he know help from heaven, Lord, as he would seek to work there amongst the school and amongst the children. Our Father, we pray that You'll bless us. Lord, do our hearts good tonight. And Heavenly Father, we pray that this night we might leave this place knowing with assurance that God has been here and that we've heard His voice. So answer prayer for us. In the Savior's name we ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. This evening we welcome to Sandown Catherine and Ruth. Glad to have you both. And Alan as well and others as well. We're glad to have you tonight. You're very, very welcome. I'm going to ask you to come and sing for us at this stage, please. Thank you.
Slave. stained with blood so divine. How wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Be not dismayed.
Catherine and Ruth, thank you so much for ministering to us in song, singing so beautifully. That was brilliant. Mother and daughter always have a very special connection, and that was very evident tonight. Thank you so much for ministering to us, and we'll hear from you in just a wee moment's time. I'm going to read some verses just now from the book of Colossians, please. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, I want to read from the verse number 20 down to the end of the chapter. Colossians, New Testament book of Colossians chapter 1 and the verse number 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, that now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my suffering for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Can I, at this stage, bid you all a very warm word of welcome along to our gospel service this evening, our special family service. We're glad to see you in God's house tonight. We welcome you warmly in the Savior's name. To those who are visiting with us, we're glad to see you as well tonight. We welcome you. And also to those who are watching online, we welcome you as well. And I just bring to you some announcements in the will of the Lord for this week that lies before us. Do remember, this is Missionary Council retiring offering, please. All the money in the box as you leave will go to the Missionary Council of our denomination. Then on Tuesday night, we have the Explorers Bible Club, 7 o'clock. Do remember that. Please do be much in prayer for the boys and girls as they come into the Explorers Club on Tuesday night at 7. Thursday night, Bible study and prayer meeting here in the church at 8 o'clock. And we'll also have our communion service this Thursday night as well. Next Sunday, we have our Sunday school Bible class at 10:15. Morning service at 11:30. And then we have our gospel service at 6:30. Both of those services are preceded by the season of prayer. And do remember as well, our outreach Sunday school in Hollywood next Sunday afternoon at 2:30. I'll be here to preach, God willing, and then our brother James Gailey will be here to sing. Can I remind our elders and deacons, please, of our committee meeting Tuesday the 22nd of February at 8 o'clock. And as we announced this morning, there is the annual memorial service for the late Freddie Starnett and James Cummings, and that will be held on Saturday the 26th of February at Royal Avenue. Note the time, please. It's at 10 a.m., that memorial service starting at 10 a.m. in Royal Avenue, Saturday the 26th of February. Do continue to remember those who are unwell in the congregation. As you know, many are quite seriously ill at this time when they need your prayers, and do remember them in your prayers. Remember especially those who are in hospital at this time. Remember our brother Richard Scott, and also our brother Sammy Lewis. Our sister Maureen Ewing has been in for her operation and is back home again, and Maureen has asked me to thank you, the congregation, for your prayers for her as she has gone through her operation. Pray for her healing at this time. And do remember our Bible conference coming up at the start of March, Thursday, Friday, and the Lord's Day. Thursday the 3rd and Friday the 4th, both of those meetings at 8 o'clock, and then the Lord's Day, 11:30 and 6:30. The Reverend Roger Higginson from our Lisburn congregation will be the preacher at all of those meetings. We trust you'll be in attendance, plan to be there, and be much in prayer for this Bible conference. I think these are all by way of announcements, and as always, they are made subject to the will of the Lord. I'm going to ask Catherine and Ruth if you would come again for us and sing for us at this stage. Thank you.
Tomorrow holds, there's no way.
How true are the words that you've been listening to. There is no greater time than now, because now is the only time you have. And I wonder, are you ready to know Christ as your Saviour? Is it well with your soul? Catherine and Ruth, thank you so much. Certainly blessed by your ministry. Thank you for coming and your help with us tonight. We're also delighted to welcome back to Sandown our sister Gillian and her husband John. Glad to have you both with us tonight. Gillian, we've been praying for you, and we pray the Lord will bless you as you come now and share with us your testimony of what the Lord has done for you. God bless you, Gillian.
Can I ask you to open your Bibles in Psalm 46, please? And just as you're looking up the place, can I ask you to bear with me if I stumble over my words? Because I've never been as nervous in my life. I'm also regretting wearing heels, as my knees are knocking together so hard. There's a possibility I'll sprain my ankle before this is over. But if we can start in Psalm 46, and the verses 1 to 5, and then verse 11, 10 and 11. They read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And then verses 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Another verses that I just want to read. You don't have to look them up. They're found in Psalm 18, verses 30 and 35. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. And verse 35, thou hast also given me the shield of salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. I have one of the greatest testimonies anyone could wish for. It is summed up in one verse, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I have had the greatest blessing as a child, being brought up in a godly Christian home, where we were loved and cared for, and shown what it was like to live the Christian life, not just on a Sunday. I was the youngest of three children, and we were sent along to Sunday school and children's meetings every week in our Enniskillen congregation. So there was never a time when I did not know the gospel, and that I needed to repent of my sins. At the age of 4, I started to attend Pilskerry Independent Christian School, and I cannot thank the staff enough for their teaching, both of spiritual matters and also in the academic subjects. They cared for us in a way that exemplified God's love. I cannot say I enjoyed school, and I was sure that when I finished my assignments and exams during childcare, I would never do another exam, but But as I will explain later, that would not be God's plan for me. I had my life planned out. Study childcare, get married, have children, and be a childminder. Pretty straightforward and uncomplicated, I thought, but I failed to consider what God's plan would be. I got saved as a young child, and although I don't remember the details, I knew that I was saved from hell and the judgment that awaits those who have rejected God's salvation. He also spared me from the temptations of alcohol and drugs that wreck so many lives. But this was only God's mercy, and not because of anything good in me. I knew the importance of keeping him central in my life, but I struggled to put it into practice, and it wasn't until the age of 14 that I dedicated my life to the Lord and asked him to direct my path. My childhood was enjoyable and fairly uneventful. My parents protected us from being aware of things that would cause alarm, especially in relation to my dad's occupation. As well as regular visits with grandparents and other family, each year we looked forward to our family camping holidays, usually in Scotland or England. These times hold special memories, including thunderstorms while in our tent. My first real test in faith came in February 2002. On the sixth evening, we had some family and friends round to visit, as my sister Melanie was to be getting married to her fiancé, David, on the 16th of February. It was a lovely, relaxed evening with lots of laughs and sharing of memories. What we didn't realise was the amount of memories that night would hold, as the following morning, Melanie was killed in a car accident on her way to work. Although I will not go into the details, those hours went by in slow motion, and I will never forget them. As the details broke of what had happened, so did the outpouring of prayer from God's people all over the world for us. Without those prayers, we would never have been able to cope with what lay ahead, not just in the coming hours, but also in the weeks and months, as we had to process what had happened and began to live with such a loss. Melanie was only 21 when God called her home to heaven, but she left a testimony that was an example to us all. She loved and served the Lord in her short life. What would people say about you or I if our lives ended tonight? Would it be that we served the Lord and others, or that we served ourselves? She did everything to the best of her ability and could be found at every church service. Even when she studied accountancy at Queen's, she attended meetings in our Tyndale Church. She had a great musical talent, and she used this as service for the Lord. I even remember her playing in Oma Church at youth council meetings while Reverend Wilson was playing the organ, and that must be 22 to 25 years ago. After I finished studying childcare, I had the privilege of working with two families in County Fermanagh and caring for their children. These were fun times, and when I see them now, I can't believe how quickly the years have passed, as one has finished university and others are now attending it. Then in April 2005, I was introduced to John, and we got married in October 2008. I left County Fermanagh and moved up to Lisburn. Although this was an exciting time as we finished building our house and settling into married life, John also quickly found out what a homesick wife looked like. I am so thankful for a godly husband who has loved and cared for me. We did not think in the short years ahead that the value of in sickness and in health would be tested just so much. Moving to Lisburn also meant leaving my work in Fermanagh, but I found work in a children's nursery for a year and then joined the civil service in Belfast. I have met some lovely people and have made lasting friendships in church and through other people, for which I'm very thankful. Over the next few years, things were fairly routine with work, church activities, and visits with family and friends. As a married couple, everyone expected that we would have children, including ourselves. However, it became clear that this was not God's plan for us. After many tests and procedures, we sadly miscarried, and our hopes and dreams crashed around us. Although church was a big part of our lives, it was extremely difficult, sitting surrounded by families. But we knew it was important to keep up the routine of church and having fellowship with God's people, as this is the source of support and strength he gives us. Many times I tried to read my Bible and pray, but felt I was taking nothing in. However, the Lord was near to us and reminded us of verses we had learnt in the past, including how he heals the brokenhearted. The scripture includes account of real couples, including Hannah and Elkanah and Abraham and Sarah, for encouragement and as a reminder that we are certainly not the first and won't be the last to go through such a trial. Only God knows what the end of our story is. Over the last number of years, I have tried to study Bible characters. It's amazing to consider that approximately 2,000 years ago, we faced the same struggles that many of them faced. But God has given us their story so that we can learn and profit from it. Can I encourage everyone, excuse me, to be careful with your words and how you speak to people? Not everyone chooses to be single. Not everyone chooses not to have children. So be reminded that your words will either be honey to soothe or a dagger that pierces the heart. Always try to be an encouragement. I have failed at this so many times myself, but pray that God will use my tongue to encourage others. This was a bereavement, but very different to what had happened 13 years before. Everyone knew when Melanie's accident had happened, but this time only close family and a very few close friends were aware of our situation. People around us did not know what we were going through, so had no idea how fragile we were. On the outside, we were sitting, looked fine, we were dressed and clothed, sitting in church. Maybe this is you tonight. You're here in body, but your heart and mind are maybe in turmoil. I do not know what you're going through, but God knows and he cares for you. I thank God for those who prayed for us when we felt unable to pray for ourselves. They obeyed God's instruction found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. It has changed our lives forever, and although I'm not sure I'll ever get over it, I am seeking to learn from it and to help others as best I can. The Lord sends us trials to test our faith and to strengthen us. Where do we turn when things are at their worst? Is it to friends or family or to a hobby? These things all have their place, but our lasting strength only comes from the Lord. Sadly, I have not always placed my faith in God and have tried to fix things on my own, but it didn't end well. We don't understand God's reason or plan, but we have to trust that the one who made heaven and earth has a better plan, and sometime we'll understand. All he asks us to do for now is simply trust and obey. After a while of struggling with this situation and a battle with depression, I was again reminded that my plans were not God's plans. He brought me to my knees so that I would look up to him. I prayed that if the Lord would bring me through again, I wanted to be able to help others going through trials in life. The Lord was gracious and in his mercy and love brought us through when the waves seemed so high. After working in the civil service for several years, I took on well with burnout and work-related stress. And after several months and many tests, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. This was and is difficult to cope with, and some practical activities have become a challenge. Thankfully, after 8 months, I was able to return to work, so I could have every other day off to rest. This worked for a while until my heart then started playing up and I had to take a career break and undergo more tests and several treatment options. Although this time has been very frustrating, it has enabled me to study a 3-year biblical counselling course through an American college. Again, this is not what I would have planned, but God makes no mistakes. Through this course, I have learned so much about how God sees us and uses scripture to meet us in our daily lives. I am also continuing my studies to be more equipped to serve the Lord and others. I have wasted many years in trivial matters and self-pity, but pray that God will use me and my feeble efforts to bring glory to his name. As God has closed some doors in our lives, he has opened others, and I feel he has led me to care for others in this biblical ministry. Whether you're seeking to encourage someone by a text, praying with them or for them, or sitting down in a more formal way. Although I may never lead a children's meeting or go to the mission field, and as you can tell, I'm definitely not a public speaker, God has given me the opportunity to serve him in this way. Be encouraged that no matter what stage in life you find yourself, whether it's in good health or in poor, whether with a family to care for or without, he wants to use you in his service. The Lord mentions those who give a cup of cold water in his name as a service for him. So there is certainly something each of us can do. As I have highlighted some of the challenges I have faced in life, I don't want you to go away thinking per her. I have so many blessings in life that I enjoy every day, and I know that heaven also awaits. If I were to list my blessings, we'd be there here all night, and I want to sit down as soon as possible. Over the years, there have been many who have questioned me, just as I have also asked God why. The words of this hymn often come to mind. God hath not promised skies always blue, flowers strewn pathways all your life through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. God hath not promised we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He hath not told us we shall not bear many a burden, many a care. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the weary, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, undying love. As I finish, I want to ask any of you who are unsaved and without hope for eternity, how do you face your trials in life? Who or what do you run to for support, encouragement, and peace when things seem impossible? The best friends and family in the world can only do their best. But I want to point you to the Lord Jesus, who created heaven and earth and carries us when we can't take another step on our own. He is my rock, my strength, and my saviour. Please come to him now, but not just for salvation in this life, but also for eternity, because none of us know what a day will bring forth. As my life has shown, not everyone will live to be old, or to have a deathbed, or time to consider death and hell. So come to him now, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to any of us. In closing, I want to read James chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Thank you.
Gillian, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us your testimony this evening. I know that wasn't easy, but the Lord gave you help, and thank you for agreeing to do that and for your help this evening. Pray the Lord will bless you as John and continue to be with you both in the days that are before us. We've heard a testimony of pain, a testimony of hope, because there's hope today. There's hope tonight. Gillian finished with that hope. She spoke of that hope right throughout her testimony, even the times of hurt and pain. And I well remember that morning when Melanie Scott was so tragically killed. Rachel, my wife, was first on the scene as she was going to work. It was an awful time for we who knew Melanie, a difficult time, but even in the midst of that, there was still hope. And you know, tonight there's still hope. Because the verse that we read, one of the verses we read this evening in the book of Colossians, was Christ in you, the hope of glory. We live tonight in a hopeless world. We live tonight in a very sad world. We live tonight in a world where there's just so much bad news, disturbing news. But We thank God tonight that we have the good news, that there's hope. There's hope. And as we bring this meeting to a conclusion this evening, I want us to center our thoughts upon that little phrase that we find in Colossians chapter 1 and the verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want you to see that there is the centrality of this hope. Christ. Christ. Today man is turning to fellow man. Today man is turning to the wisdom and to the inventions of mankind to try to find hope, to try to deal with the hopeless society that we find ourselves in. But tonight there is only hope in Christ. Hope in Christ. Hope in who Christ is. Christ is the Lord. Christ is God tonight. He is the one who has created us. He is the one who has made us. And He is also the one that can remake us. He has redeemed us as we were considering this morning. And oh, that tonight, if you are in this meeting without the Savior, that you would see this night your hopeless state without Him. You might think tonight you can sail through life the way you are and all will be well. You might think tonight that you can forget about God and forget about the gospel. You can come and go from the house of God without any concern. You might know that you need to be saved. You might know tonight, and you will agree with me that Christ is your only hope, but you do nothing about it. As Gillian finished her testimony tonight, where do you turn to when life takes a turn for the worse? Who do you turn to when all hope is gone? When life is at its very worst, when you hit rock bottom, where do you turn to? Sadly tonight, many turn to the vices of this world. Sadly tonight, many around this church turning to alcohol, turning to drugs. Many tonight trying to find hope in this world, and yet denying the reality that there's only hope in Christ. Where is your hope tonight? Where is your hope? Because if your hope is not in Christ, then tonight I have to tell you, you have no hope. You have no hope. Hope in what Christ, who Christ is, but also hope in what Christ did. Christ Jesus came into this world to save. That's why He came. He didn't come to leave us a good example. He didn't come to do all those great miracles. He did. He didn't come to heal the sick. He did. Christ Jesus came into this world with one purpose, one aim, and that was to save sinners from sin. Because if He had never come, then we would have remained hopeless. If Christ Jesus had never left the splendors and the majesty of heaven, there would be no hope tonight. Oh, we hear man talking about a brighter future. We hear politicians talking about building back better. And yet all the time they set aside Christ, the real hope, the true hope. Christ Jesus came into this world to save you from sin, to save you from a lost eternity. Because of who Christ is and what Christ did, there is hope tonight. Hope. The hymn says, in Christ alone, my hope is found. Maybe tonight for you it's Christ in the church. Maybe tonight it's for you Christ in your good works. Maybe for you it's Christ in your upbringing. Maybe for you it's Christ in your association of different organizations. No. It's Christ and Christ alone. In Christ alone your hope is found. All other ground is sinking sand. There is the centrality of this hope tonight. It's in Christ. It's in Christ. As Gillian testified of those hard, difficult times in her life, how did she get through it? With her hope in Christ. Hope in Christ. Do you have that hope tonight? There's not only the centrality of this hope, but I want you to see as well that there is the certainty of this hope, because the verse goes on and says, Christ in you. In you. Christ in you. You see, tonight you might be the most fundamental, orthodox believer in the Bible that there ever is. You might believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to be the whole Word of God, nothing but the Word of God. You might know the gospel inside out, outside in, but here's the thing. Is Christ in your heart tonight? He might be in your head. But there's 18 inches, I'm told, between your head and your heart. And that distance could be the difference between heaven or hell. Many tonight have religion up to their necks. Many tonight have a cloak of Christianity. But they do not have Christ. Many tonight will not come and acknowledge Christ as their Savior because they will not acknowledge their sin. They will not leave their sin. They want to hold on to their sin. But tonight, there can be certainty tonight that Christ is in you. Christ in you. What a hope tonight. What a joy this evening as you face the future, whatever it may bring. Christ in you. I ask you tonight, do you have that experience? Has there been a time in your life, has there been a moment in your life when you left your sin and you came to Christ? There is always a moment of conversion. You don't grow into salvation. It doesn't develop over months and weeks or perhaps even years. There's an instant change when you're taken out of the darkness of your sin and brought into Christ. Taken out of the pit of sin and brought into Christ. Has there been that experience in your life? You see of tonight. You may call yourself a Christian. Many people do. But you can be a good, religious, church-going Christian and still go to hell. You can be faithful to this church and we thank you for it. But there's no hope in this church. There's no hope in this church for your salvation. There's hope only in Christ. Wonder what it is tonight that's holding you back. I wonder what it is tonight as you sit in this family service. What is it tonight that's keeping you from giving your heart and life to Jesus Christ? You've heard a testimony tonight of God's grace and God's goodness through the hard and difficult times. What is it tonight that's keeping you back? Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's pride. You don't want to acknowledge that you're a sinner. Maybe tonight it's people. You fear if you were to get saved, things would change. Listen, when you stand on the day of judgment to give an account of your life, it'll not be between you and somebody else. It'll be between you and the Lord. Everyone shall give an account of their own life. And maybe it's others that's holding you back tonight. Maybe it's someone that's keeping you back from giving your life to Jesus Christ. Listen, if they want to go to a lost eternity and spend a lost eternity there, let them go. But don't you go there too. Christ in you. That's the certainty of salvation tonight. That's the certainty of this hope. You can know with assurance that it's well with your soul. You can know tonight that you're saved. You can leave this meeting tonight the happiest person on God's earth. Because there's a joy in knowing Christ. There's a joy in the assurance of sins forgiven. I don't deny that there are pleasures in this world. Of course there are. If there weren't, then why are the restaurants, the pubs, and the clubs of the city and other towns full? Of course there's pleasures. But they don't last. They don't last. They're only but for a time. And when this world has finished its partying, and when this world has finished with its drinking, there is still a time when God will have His say. This is man's day. Man does as he wants, man does as he pleases, but there will come a day when God will have His say. And the only thing that matters then is how it stands between you and the Lord. There's a certainty tonight, the centrality of it. But finally, we want to see there is the culmination of this hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're not just saved for a time here on this earth. You're saved for all eternity. That when it comes our time to leave this world, that you have the assurance that yes, it's well with your soul in life, but it's also well with your soul in death. The hope of glory. Many tonight are just hoping they'll get to heaven. Many tonight are just hoping that they'll get in by the skin of their teeth. No, the only way you'll get in is through Christ. The only thing that matters is what you've done with Christ. There'll come a time when your earthly body will be laid in Mother Earth. And this minister or some other minister might do the committal and say, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But here's the thing. Is it done in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you sure tonight it's well with your soul? Are you sure tonight you're saved? It's the only thing that matters tonight. Something we sought to emphasize to our young people on Friday night past. You might have all the hopes and plans and ambitions in this world. Listen, the only thing that matters is what you've done with Christ. But what a bright hope tonight. What a blessed hope tonight. Christ in you, Christ resident in your heart. In Christ. And for all those who are in Christ, will go to be with Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can you say that tonight? Is that your testimony? Can you say it's well with your soul? Are you sure tonight you're ready to meet God? you're saved. You know about Christ, you know about the gospel of Christ, you know about the cross of Christ. You could get up here and preach a far better gospel sermon than this boy. That wouldn't be hard. But I tell you this, you'll never hear a better gospel. And the gospel of saving grace, the gospel that takes you out of sin, places you in Christ. Is that your experience tonight? Where's your hope tonight? Where's your hope in life? Where's your hope in death? Oh, that it may be well with your soul tonight, that you might come to Christ. And as you come and place your faith, your trust all in Him, you will come to realize that He is a Savior worth serving. And through the hard times, through the difficult times, He'll be with you. He'll never leave you. He is that friend that sticketh closer than any brother. And as we were thinking this morning, you pass through the waters, He says, I'll be with you. You pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when you're in the fire, it'll not destroy you because He's got you in His grip. Is that your faith tonight? Is that your hope tonight? Oh, that tonight you'd come to Christ. Leave your sin. Receive Him tonight. And experience the greatest joy of being in Christ. Christ in you. The hope of glory. May that not just be words on a page in the Bible, but may it be the experience of your heart tonight. Young or old, how is it with your soul? Let's bow in prayer. Before we sing our closing hymn this evening, I want to issue the invitation tonight that if you know you're not saved, you know it's not well with your soul, and there are things that you need to put right, and I invite you to come. Come tonight, come now. Come now. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know if we'll get home tonight. This is the only time you have now. No. It'd be an awful thing. In fact, it would be a terrible thing to go from this family service tonight, having heard the messages and song, having heard the word of testimony, heard the word of God, it would be an awful thing to leave this place and go to hell in your sin. Tonight, come to Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that you write thy word upon our hearts tonight. We ask, O God, that tonight you'll speak with that voice that wakes the dead. O God, we pray for the Spirit of God to strive. Take a dealing with hearts and lives tonight. O God, we pray that tonight there will be that reality within hearts, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We thank thee, Lord, tonight that we have the good news of the gospel. We have this blessed news, this true news. And, O God, we pray that tonight sinners might receive thee and come to thee. Answer prayer for us in the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Let's close the meeting tonight with the singing of hymn number 394. Words will be on the screen. O Christ in thee, my soul hath found, and found in thee alone, the peace, the joy I sought so long, the bliss till now unknown. We'll stand to sing this closing hymn, please. This evening, if you have a concern, you'd like to speak to us about your soul, do that. Don't rush away. Come tonight, get it right. Do it now. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight you'll give grace, give help, O God, for the sinner to leave their sin to come to Christ. O God, we thank thee tonight that in Christ there is hope, in Christ there is life. And Father, we pray that tonight someone will find that hope and find Christ as their Savior. Lord, take of our thanks for thy presence with us tonight. Thank thee, Lord, for everything that has taken place in this meeting. And, O God, we pray that the presence of God would rest, remain, and abide upon us. Lord, as we would travel home, keep us safe. And, O God, we pray, keep us in the Spirit. And, Lord, most of all, bring the sinner to thyself. Answer prayer for us. Go with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen.